Rain for Res Life here. Did you know that when God created mankind, he gave them a tremendous purpose? Listen to what God said in Genesis 1:26 and 28b as he prepared to create Adam and Eve. Quote, "And now we will make human beings. They will be like us and resemble us. They will have power over the fish, the birds, and all the animals, domestic and wild, large and small. I am putting you in charge of the fish, the birds, and all the wild animals." End quote. Did you catch that? God puts his entire earthly creation under mankind. Adam and Eve were to actually perform the function of God in the world. Talk about a meaningful purpose. God created their souls to outwardly reflect his glory and reign in the universe. They were to be his representatives. All of that came to a crashing halt when Adam and Eve followed the voice of the serpent in Genesis 3. In disobeying a direct command, they were no longer capable of fulfilling their original purpose. Satan succeeded in bending the human soul in on itself, so that it no longer naturally sought God's purposes, but its own. It's the definition of selfish. Consider this example from nature. The moon reflects the light of the sun. Imagine if the moon kept all that light for itself. We would have a black hole orbiting the earth. That's how it is with us. Sin impairs our ability to reflect God's glory. It literally inverts the soul. The good news is that God is capable of restoring our bended souls. Are you tired of living life only for yourself? Are you ready for a change? Then invite God through his Son Jesus to begin the process of restoring you to your original design.